From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. First a lead, and it's still Terry Schiavo. Another federal judge today refused to order a feeding tube reinserted to sustain the brain-damaged Florida woman. It's another legal defeat for Ms. Schiavo's parents, who've been fighting to keep her alive. They've appealed this latest decision. Her husband, Michael, says he is honoring his wife's wish to die. Terry Schiavo, meanwhile, has now gone a week without water or nourishment. From Miami, Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
For the second time this week, U.S. District Judge James Whitmore ruled against Terry Schiavo's parents. Whitmore acknowledged what he called the difficulties and heartbreak the parties have endured, but ruled that Schiavo's parents could not establish a substantial likelihood of success in their lawsuit. So, once again, he turned down their emergency request to reinsert Terry Schiavo's feeding tube. Legal options for Schiavo's parents are dwindling fast. One court after another, including the U.S. Supreme Court, has either ruled against them or refused to hear the case. Randall Terry, an anti-abortion activist and spokesman for Terry Schiavo's parents, says they're now looking to Florida's state capital, Tallahassee.
The family is still hopeful that Governor Bush will intervene, and their hopes are squarely on Governor Bush.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush has intervened several times to keep Terry Schiavo alive. In 2003, he pushed through a law, later ruled unconstitutional, that allowed Schiavo's parents to reinsert their daughter's feeding tube. More recently, he's hinted that he might order Florida's Social Services Agency to take temporary custody of Terry Schiavo. State law allows the department to act in emergency situations of adult abuse. But yesterday, Jeb Bush indicated he's not likely to take such drastic action. My powers, he said, are not as expansive as people would want them to be. I cannot go beyond what my powers are, and I'm not going to do it. It's now been 1 week since Terry Schiavo's feeding tube was removed. Schiavo's sister, Suzanne Vitadamo, told CNN her sister is showing signs of dehydration, flaky skin, dry lips, and sunken eyes.
I mean, she's beginning to hollow out, and it's just awful. It's awful to have to sit back and watch that this process happen to anybody.
George Filas, a lawyer for Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael, does not dispute the fact that Terry Schiavo is dying.
She appears peaceful, and she's dying. Mrs. Schiavo is in her dying process. You know, and I've heard some people say that this is horrible or barbaric, that when people die, they naturally stop eating, they stop drinking, and Terry's going through what thousands and millions go through during their death process.
The Schiavo case has quickly become the most contentious right-to-die case in U.S. history, with emotions running high on both sides. In Tampa, police evacuated a perimeter around the federal courthouse where Judge Whitmore was hearing the Schiavo case after a suspicious package was spotted. It turned out to be harmless. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.